She won't listen.
Are you on?
She won't listen.
We're going to have to get rid of her.
Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, December 17th, 2024, 8 o'clock in the a.m., Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Mike.
Here.
Vicky.
Here.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any agenda corrections anybody's aware of? If not, Jess, come on up.
Hi. I'm so quiet this morning.
Thank you very much for making that Christmas party so festive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had help.
You did a great job.
No way I could have done that all myself. So I have one for you today. It's a drain tile setback variance of 25 feet from the center of Township Roads 40th Street Southeast and 131st Avenue Southeast. So that's down in Springvale Township for Joe Cloran. The commission had it came to the commission in November and they tabled it because we didn't have enough information. And then it came in December. And they approved it because they had everything they wanted there to see where everything was going to be laid out at.
But you're talking 25 feet now. Each time it gets to be closer and closer to the road.
Well, it just depends. They're all different. This is for drain tiles, so it'll be under, you know, underground. So it's not going to be a structure.
Have you gotten one that close at 25 feet? I thought ours was like 50.
No, we get them in there.
Yeah, I mean, get them in there. And they sign a thing with the, they sign a utility permit with the township, so if the township needs to fix the road and move his drain tile, it's his...
Baby.
So it's his expense, not the township.
If I remember right, this is the Prairie Road anyway, so...
Yeah, they're trying to fix it. He's hoping that it helps it so they can start using the one road again. And then the other road is a normal township road, I think.
As normal as they get.
As normal as you can get, yeah.
Zoning board is fine with it.
Yep.
Yeah, we just wanted to see a little more detail.
Yeah, he was missing this picture that shows where the drain tile is laying.
That's a lot of runs.
Yeah.
And so he had a neighbor here, and he didn't have a problem with it. That sat here that day.
Yeah.
Who's the butt up again?
He didn't have a problem with the tile. He had trouble with where the water was running.
Well, yeah. Oh, that was in November. The one that was
in November,
here in December.
Yeah. December one, nobody showed up. November one.
No, we had the one.
That was, yeah.
On, in December, but he didn't have any issues.
Who was that?
Capon?
Capon?
Yeah, which one is it?
Brett.
Brett, yeah. Thank you.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and second. Any further discussion?
Sean?
Yo.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yeah.
Vicky?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gave you a couple, three?
Building permits.
Three building permits, kind of slowing down right now. Obvious, every year it slows down at this time, so. And then we also talked about data centers ordinance, which we're kind of just tabling that for now because we need to get more information, more do more research on it. Myself and Amanda are hoping to go down to take a look at the one in Ellendale tomorrow. And the Dickey County emergency manager said I could call him up and he could explain, you know, meet us at the site and kind of show us around a little bit. We can't go inside, obviously, but we're going to look around the outside, see how much noise it makes. They did do a little bit of mitigation, Charlie said. They put up some big wall, and I'm going to take pictures of them for you guys so you guys can kind of see what's going on to try to sound make the noise not so loud. But Charlie says you can still hear it pretty good at 2 miles. So
we were discussing that night on how much land they probably had.
Yeah.
And I was told 3/4.
Yeah, he
said I don't know if that's
true or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're adding still. They're like adding another building, Charlie said, and it's huge.
So
we're gonna go down there and take a drive tomorrow and take a look at it and kinda just sit there. We're gonna go a couple miles away and just see if we can hear it, you know, so in our ordinance we kinda have an idea of, you know, distance. Did you get a muted?
There's nothing proposed for Barnes County yet, is there?
No, that's what we're working on, trying to find distances or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of, with us being right in the middle of Jamestown and Fargo, Yeah. And, you know, we've got some good flat land in, you know, areas, so...
They're talking about Development Corporation, and the Development Corporation wasn't interested in putting any money into it.
Yeah.
So, well, is anything yet.
Right at the moment, there's no electricity for it anyways.
Well, that's what they said.
Well, there's yeah. no...
Right at the moment, that's a fear.
Well, even if you can hear it 2 miles away, is that the ordinance you want to go? Why wouldn't you want to go 1 mile? And say noise ordinance has to be this decibels at 1 mile instead of 2 miles.
Well, if you hear it at 2 miles, you're not going to want it at 1 mile because it'll be even louder at 1 mile from residences.
Right.
You want it at 2 miles or more because the noise will bug the people.
Yeah.
The farther the better.
Yeah. The further the better. I mean, we can't prevent them from coming in, but we can make it harder.
Right. We can have our rules.
It'll be to the point where it doesn't matter what we say here, the Industrial Commission and the PSC will do what the hell ever they want to do.
Basically, that's what they're, you know, they're going to, we can't not
let them in.
We just have to have our setbacks in place, so if they do come to us, we have that. They're having a lot of housing issues down in Enderlin, too, it sounds like. There's a bunch of houses going to be built down there. Not Enderlin. I was in Enderlin last night.
Jesus, did they expand that far?
Ellendale.
Yeah, they're moving in.
Ellendale. Yeah, they're building all, a bunch of houses. And
they're all moving
in. Charlie bought a man camp down there.
Is it a big employment opportunity, or is it just when they're building?
It's when they're building. And Charlie said any hotels they have are basically apartments now because nobody leaves. They just stay there.
Until the project's done, and then they'll move on.
Yep. So he said it's kind of a pain in the butt right now.
Actually, they went across the border, and they bought a motel just to have it as apartments for everybody.
Yeah, so we'll go do that tomorrow, and we'll bring it back to you guys whenever we have our next planning and zoning meeting.
And by the way, did you ever go to South Central Regional Council and ask them for ordinances? Because they actually did the ones for Dickey.
Oh, no.
I've
gotten Williams County because they got a really big one up there. And then I'm going to be visiting with somebody at the state because they've got the big ones. So,
ask the regional council to see if they will.
Okay. And then yesterday I finished up my CERT training, which is Community Emergency Response Team, which I'm hoping to bring it to the school over here first. I'm going to do teen CERT. Barnes County used to do it, I think, back when Kim Franklin, way back then. So I meet with the school in January, and we're hoping to bring it to their health, just like Stutzman County does, bring it in their health curriculum. I'm going to get it through Valley, and then I'm going to bring it to BCN. I'm going to get it through one of them first to see how it goes. We're going to start that process now that I got the training done, so yesterday.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yes.
Randy.
Just talked to Jason on the way out, and I missed one, I guess. Jason said that the electric watchman doesn't do the latches.
From the doors going into the rotunda, and we're in the historical society, they like to keep those locks as looking as the same as possible. Electric watchman, you can't do that. So Bison locking a key on Jamestown will do that part. And depending, they didn't get a chance to open up the locks when they came and looked at them. They didn't want to open up and risk, like, well, what if it breaks when I open it up kind of thing. And so there could be two different kind of mortises in there. That's the equipment on the inside. Depending on what mortises you find, it might be 3,682 or 4,336. He said there could be two different kinds in there. And so that would be added on to the $6,000 from electric watch.
And what's the deal with the locks? What's wrong with the locks we have?
Who has keys for them?
How have they been locked before?
I'm not saying they don't work. I'm just saying...
How many are out there?
Too many keys are out.
Too many keys are out.
100 years of keys.
Oh, I see.
And this way we know who comes and goes. And
so this will, what, give you a keypad?
Yep, just like we have it.
Electronically?
Just like getting into the courthouse.
Oh, correct?
Yes. Matter of fact, we're using the old ones from dispatch center, maybe some from the jail?
Yes, to help lower costs. And then we're pulling the cabling ourselves. So the first quote we got was like 10 grand from Electro Watchman. I think we brought it down to six something. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, 10,936 to 6,270.
Yeah, because we're going to do a bunch of the pulling ourselves while stuff is open, because we got to pull for networking anyway. And so I said, you know, we can just pull all the wire ourselves and use some of the equipment we already have. And so that's what brought the price down quite a bit.
What do you have up there?
Same thing as this.
And you can't bring any of that stuff down, or are you?
Well, we have to make sure the doors... I mean, we have to get it functioning so they lock one way or the other.
Okay.
And if they're going to do it before we move in...
We're already taking equipment from the jail and using equipment from the old dispatch service. We're already taking equipment we have elsewhere.
Utilizing what you can right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whether we take it from the sheriff's office or the jail, it's...
Or it's a piece.
Yeah.
But we need ours until we move here, and they're going to do it ahead of time, so it's easier to take from those two spots than us.
Yep.
So we're gonna. It's gonna cost us this plus this.
Correct.
Correct.
Still which is like $10,000.
We're back to the 10.
Can we right. Read? Yes.
Or even as a 10, this would have been on there.
Right. So this would have been 14 or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And really, we have no other option.
No. This is for how many doors?
Three.
Four.
Four.
Four. Yeah. So it's for the three doors going into the sheriff's office, and then it's also the door going from the vestibule into the main sheriff's office area.
What vestibule? The very end?
The secure area.
The very end.
Well, the public will come into a door, and they have a secure area. For them to get into us, we have the same block.
Oh, I see. So you're going to have that all blocked off, so then it'll be a door and then another door to get in.
We have to have that. That's not even a question. We have to have that. The secure area.
The same setup as you have up on
it. Right, correct.
Anybody can come into the first little area, and then you got to get buzzed in.
Okay. All right. I get it.
And then the quote you see below, just an FYI, that was a quote he sent to rekey the whole courthouse and issue new keys, because we don't know who has keys. I'm assuming Shane is going to come at some point and give you guys that quote. But in case you're wondering what that number is, down below.
The 2322, you mean?
Yeah, that's to rekey the whole courthouse and issue everybody new keys, so that way we know who has keys for what and where. And it's redoing the tumblers inside the locks so they're new.
Well, you can't actually even get in the building with a key, can you?
Correct. You need a key fob.
Yeah. On both sides.
Yes.
Wait a minute. This rekeying, then, that would just rekey the locks we have. And it wouldn't be setting up any electronic stuff. This 22 or 2320.
That's recoding them.
That's rekeying.
Rekeying. Yeah. Then everybody would get a new card.
Everybody would get a new key.
Yeah.
Physical key to get into their office.
That would be like these interior ones.
Yeah. You're talking.
Yeah. We'd still have a card for the outside doors?
Yes.
Would you get a new card then? So you. We're all on the same page of new cards. It doesn't matter.
No, those don't matter.
That
so, like, if you leave...
You can just zap them.
If you leave and you don't give me your key fob back, I can go in the system and just lock it up.
Okay.
We don't get key fobs.
I just
wondering
if we have, for 20 years we got old key fobs laying around. We don't, because you can...
Do we really need to rekey all the doors inside the building?
We don't know who has keys if somebody got into the building. That's a shame thing.
That's a separate deal.
I'm just saying what that number down at the bottom was, in case you're curious. I'm assuming Shane's going to come to you guys at some point with that. Shane would want it that.
That's something Jess has been working on also.
And it still would be physical keys, so if somebody left and took their key with, we'd still have to rekey again. Yeah.
Well, unless we had a better system in place with department heads and stuff to make sure we got keys back from employees. Mm-hmm. Historically, in my time here, that is not
enough. No. Jason, if I may, Jason, you'd have to do one door then. I mean, if that was the case and we had an employee, it's something for safety and security, but again, that's all Shane's stuff, and Jess is working on it too. But then you'd only have to do the one door.
Well, and how long ago has it ever been done?
Not in my time here.
No,
I've been here almost 25
years.
It's a clean up and get us fresh stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I know it's costing money, but...
Over 40 years.
All right.
We're crossing our T's and dotting our I's and making sure that we're doing everything we possibly can.
But we're not doing it right now.
No.
Yeah. No. I'm just letting you know, that's what that number is on the bottom, yeah, in case you were curious.
If Shane gets on the agenda, that's what he's going to present you with.
We need a motion for the rest of it. Bill?
Yeah.
I'll make the motion for the electric watchman. Who's the other one? Bison Lock?
Yep. Yeah, Bison Lock. I'll second that.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Vicki?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Mike?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Thank you.
How's the progress coming on, the building progress?
I haven't been in there. I mean, the walls are up. Boy, Shane's probably the best one to ask.
Yeah, everything's framed up other than the vestibule. We're going to pull over the stuff. That should be done today.
Did we get a drawing back for mechanical yet? Has he gave you anything yet?
So I submitted our drawing to him.
Okay.
And he's going to work on that. He sent me an email yesterday.
I guess you're all by yourself.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome, Mike. So this is, I'm just here to ask you about a desk. So the one that Emma sits at is too large. Jamie's going to take that one. We're certain of that. But we do need to replace it. The space is a bit smaller than what we're used to, so we went locally and got a quote, $1,396 from Office Works, and we looked at one on the internet that's comparable, and that one was $1,399. Obviously, we'd like to go local. I didn't prepare like I usually do. I can pass this around so you can kind of see. That first one is what the desk looks like. It's pretty simple, but it is a sit-stand desk. So
either or.
Yeah, it's either or. And then this stuff is just the basic pedestals and the parts that go together. You kind of put these desks together. So, but yeah. The person that provided that picture did say forgive him for his messy desk. But and I won't say exactly where it came from, but it is in a law enforcement center. They really like those types of desks. They work pretty well. So...
So 72 by 60, how big is our desk that we're replacing?
I'm not quite sure.
Which one is it?
It's really large.
We looked at them that day. Is it way back in that other corner? Or
The one that she sits at now. It's right when you come in. It's in the front, yeah.
Otherwise, you're reutilizing everything else,
yep.
Right?
Yep. other than in the deputy's room, we might have Shane. Yeah, I guess he's gone, but... So he's repurposing some stuff for us, too. So, and then we might do, straight countertop. And so I'm not going to say we're not going to be back in here to try to get some other parts and pieces for that section of the room. But everything else, yeah, we've got a couple desks for the sergeant's office. If we take off a section of those desks, we can get the two in there. The one that I'm going to get is juvenile had it. It's a really nice desk, so we're going to take that one. They said we could have that. And then Randy's taking one that's already there, so.
Yeah, I'm moving it up. Just leave it there.
Why do we have two pictures?
It's a comparison. The messy desk is the one that we're looking at getting from the office place in town here, Office Works. And then the other one, that's an internet desk. Just a comparison. Just so we can say we did get two quotes, but
yeah,
we prefer to go local anyway, so.
Okay. And that almost looks too big for her space. Are you sure you got the right dimensions?
Yeah, so that one's going to be quite a bit bigger. Hers will be smaller than that.
That's actually just a look-alike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for getting two quotes. I
move
appreciate that.
Move to approve to go with the local bid.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Mike?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Sean?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, auditor's office, approval of the minutes. Everybody got a copy of them? Any issues seen with any of them?
Are we approving both of them?
Yeah. If that's all you want to, I would say.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Let's do a roll call.
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Sean.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yep. Okay. Other than the beer and liquor license renewal, do you have something, anything else first, Julie, from your office?
The only thing I had was that joint exercise government powers with South Central Dakota Regional, but I believe Jennifer brings that to us later.
She does.
So I don't think we need to do anything with that right now.
Okay. Then we got the beer and liquor license renewals.
Who is that now?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Oh, who is it?
One was Sodbusters.
Hungry Pellet,
both. Okay.
Is Hungry Pellet both locations or just new joint ones?
Yeah, one license for both. And then Bayshore has one now too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. They have one license for both places or they?
Is that no, they have to separate.
No,
you
got
to have the individual ones. Yeah. Okay.
And we're not missing any others, right? That we're coming in here on the end of the month.
Not all working.
These were the ones that were on the 11th hour last year, so.
So is this Sodbusters or is it Sibley? Is it two different things? Is there still a Sibley bar, too, or not?
No.
No.
Okay.
If there would, that would be a town one, wouldn't it? If it's in, if it was open?
Okay.
I'm asking the question.
I made a motion to approve them all.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Sean.
John. Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Vicky?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Nothing else?
Nothing else.
And these are just the regular.
Huh?
These aren't special event licenses. These are just the regular.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll sign those when we get a chance.
All right, Jamie.
All right. This will be quick, too.
You never come in here quick.
Well, I know.
Don't lie to us.
Hey, last meeting I was snappy. I even got...
No, you're snippy.
Yeah.
Oh, was I snippy?
No.
I'm sorry. Hey, that camera's still...
Yeah, pointer. Pretty good call.
My apologies for missing Friday night. Obviously, I was sick. I actually lost my voice, so...
Weren't you there? Yeah. I talked to you, I thought. Mm.
On Friday night. You might have had a bump or two then, huh?
No.
No, I'm sorry about that. I do not like to miss, and I miss, so my apologies. Today, we're here. I have one of our two new hires.
Yeah, what happened to the other one?
Andy is in Jamestown taking his test today, so...
Already for a CDL?
Yes. So, we'll...
Not just for the permit, it's for a CDL.
No, it's for his permit.
Oh, it's for his permit.
Yeah, we had one failed attempt, so we're taking another test today. So... he's doing that, so I'll bring him at the next meeting.
Okay.
But Eugene Ring is here, and this
morning,
is
good morning.
Start morning.
Of week number two with us, and yesterday he was out cutting trees, and today he's going to be driving truck and cutting trees. So
he did go to the Christmas party.
Yep,
I saw him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I believe Andy.
So far, so good. Yeah.
So. At this time, we're staffed, and we're anticipating, well, I'm not anticipating, we are having a retirement in January, so we'll have to decide again when we want to start pursuing another employee.
Did you talk to your applicant?
I did talk to the applicant and told him we were holding until after the retirement, so... Real quickly, this came across my desk in between the agenda item. I have two employees who were recognized for their Rhodes Scholar achievements, Shane O'Lawson and Jason Metcalf. Both earned their Level 1 Rhodes Scholar.
Nice.
Will be receiving their diploma, if you will, and certificate of award at the NDACE conference in Fargo. That's the County Engineers Conference. And I was just wondering if it would be okay if I took those two gentlemen to the conference to receive their award in person and to get a room for each of them just for one night.
Is it during a work day?
Yes, sir.
So you miss a day of work?
Yes, sir. Okay. And then they would stay overnight and then take off and come back to work in the morning.
So they'd miss 2 days of work?
No, they would miss... the award ceremony isn't until 4:30 is the social. The award ceremony is at 6, so they could, in fact, work.
Then it's an afternoon and then...
Yeah, yeah. And then come back in the morning. They maybe miss a few hours in the morning to travel back.
Yeah, fine with me.
And that's in South Dakota?
No, sir, it's in Fargo.
I thought it was Black Hills.
No. Casino. Yeah, no. Nope, it's in Fargo this year. So I just wanted to make sure that that would be okay with all of you if we did that.
Mm-hmm. Are they sharing a room or are they each separate?
I guess I haven't decided that yet. I mean, okay. I don't know. They can share. I'd just have to talk to them if they're opposed to that.
Yeah. Nobody else shares a room.
Okay.
Do we get our rate in Fargo too that we get for at Midland?
State rate.
State rate. Should be anywhere.
State rate. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Anyway, Gene's here to meet all you folks, and he's been a great addition to our team. So.
In one good. Week, you can tell.
He gets along very well with everybody. So I mean, you can kind of tell. I'm sorry, what?
Where do you want the trailer? Did he mean you're cutting wood?
Well, actually, we're in your corner of the world, so if you mostly brush, it's not any big trees. Oh, well, you sure could, because we're just going to burn it anyway, so. But they are down in your area.
So you're an operator? You're going to be an operator, too?
Yes, I will be, yeah. I'll be driving one of the trucks, either an automatic or a stick shift now, so I'm not afraid to jump into the stick shift and drive that. So
snow plower?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Eugene has his Class 8 CDL, so he's a universal employee. We're having a little bit of shifting going on in the shop, moving some people into graders, moving other trucks around. And
let's
stuff.
Get a good snowstorm tried out.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah. Let's
no.
go. We're ready. Let's go. Anyway.
Because that means I get to move snow and I don't want to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yep, nice to meet you, everyone. Have a great day.
Merry Christmas.
Nice to meet you again.
Yes, sir.
So let's go to Shane's Head being a Road 1 stop.
I have no clue. I didn't even know about it. So he never told me.
Road 1 stop.
I just got notice yesterday, so I told him yesterday. So to his defense, he maybe hasn't
heard. We can go back and tell him that his air conditioner was on this morning, or central air unit was on this morning. I tried calling you guys when you were in your meeting. When I left the yard, it's like, why is your central air running?
Take care of your cold.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Yep. See you now.
See you.
Pete, what do you got for us?
I haven't had an airport meeting yet. I'm not even sure when they are. I'll have to check. But I talked to Sean Anderson, and Casey Birchall is staying on. I think we all have notice on that. So that part's okay. We had a weed board meeting last weekend. I guess they had a question of once they present their budget to us, is their expenditures approved? And I talked to you a little bit about it because they weren't sure. If their spending is approved or not without coming to us again to ask for clarification. Because they'd bid a new truck for equipment purchases at $75,000. And he was wondering, does he go ahead with that or does he have to ask us again or how does that work?
Did you check after we talked? Because I said I thought we approved it.
We did approve it.
Yeah.
He has so a line item budget for equipment, yeah, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. So he's got to get some estimates together.
But he can go ahead and get this. So I told him he can go ahead and get the bids and everything. Yeah. He was going to start moving stuff from, taking stuff off the current truck. And the current truck's a 2007 Dodge, 3/4 ton. And Jamie's at the meeting too. And she would like to repurpose it for her department. So she'd have to have a budget request on that, I suppose. But they've got an old pickup that's been handed down about 4 different times. There were 300,000 miles that Jacob Piatt drives to Daisy. Say to replace that with this one and then sell that one next auction. That's the plan, anyway. This will be down the road a ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's still a purple loose stripe problem over. It starts at Sandburn Lake and goes down the drain through those townships over there. And they're going to send out a letter in the spring to the certain landowners because it's. We've been controlling it for 20 years, but we're not wiping it out. So.
It's a thistle.
Yeah, they're just trying to keep it on top of it, but they can't get rid of it. But he's going to send landowners a letter just to say that we'll help them do it. You know,
yeah.
Their $200 shower worked great instead of the $1,200 one that they'd bought. February 3rd through the 6th is the conference in Bismarck for the weed board, and Jamin goes because he's on the state board. Then in the VA, I've been up there quite a few times. They're trying to train in a new driver, and it's having a few issues that they were working on it. I think it'll work out. And the van grant ends to December 31st, so we've been in contact with Dan Thorsted. He's a loan and grant officer for the state of North Dakota, trying to get it reapproved. The money does come through the state, but we have not got clarification on that. In the last 2 years, we've got about $16,000 out of this grant, and for the whole 2 years it'll run, it'll be close to $20,000 by the time we get paid everything. But as of now, it's ending December 31st. So, and you can read the email on it if you want, but it's working on trying to get it reinstated. Other ones than that, I just attended the Troubadours last night and helped the ladies out with a hot chocolate and coffee and cookies as well. Attended. Thank to Lori and Debbie and Carol for serving it, setting it up and everything, and for the staff to put in the chairs up and everything. A couple weeks ago, I went to that library roof meeting at the Rosebud. Went to the North Star Classic. It was big cattle. I mean, that place is full of cattle. Had a good turnout. Last week, we had the meeting with Martin Mechanical. And went to the Christmas party last week and had a good time. And that's all I got.
Sean?
Nothing, because I didn't make it to any of mine.
Mike?
How do you find other, like City County Health, do they switch that so we know when they're, because I said I don't know when them are or anything, or do they contact us, or what's the plan for that?
They should get you the information.
Okay.
But
I should stop down there?
Yeah, it probably won't hurt. Okay.
Or you could just ask Cindy when the meeting
well,
was.
Well, I just asked her the other day, said maybe you're going to get it. So I haven't gone to one yet or not, so I don't know when them are either, you know.
But I think they're at the same time every month, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's like 1 o'clock or something. Or I don't remember.
But no, I haven't gone to any other meetings as of yet.
I filled in one for her one time, and I thought it was like right after dinner or something. But I could be wrong.
And I did have one question on like these portfolios. Now, when we listed like clerk of court, now that's to the state. So do we really do anything as a portfolio with that?
Other than go up there and see how they're doing.
I mean, that's just a question.
That's all. You would stop in the office
and ask them if they have any problems or questions.
Because I didn't know if that's like.
And most of the time, that's what the majority of them are anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
If they got an issue, you can try and help them, and if you don't.
I think we've never had an issue with clerk before, have we? Really.
Not for the most part.
Other than they were asking permission to paint, other than that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's
just a walkthrough, step in.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Just a question I
have. Yep.
Okay.
And on the airport board, too, they said if you wanted to be on there, either one of us is fine. It didn't matter to us.
Oh, no.
You know,
Sean asked me at the ball game last night, did you take all of us in? There's no Pete's on yours. I said,
but if they'd rather have you, I don't know.
No, they were just asking last night when we were at the ball games.
Because I said none of us have airplane experience.
No. So. Nope.
I was a pilot in my previous life.
Wow.
Were you?
Sky pilot.
Flying around?
You can do it. Right when you're.
Yeah, too much.
No.
All right, Vicki.
I just went to the library one, and they're still fundraising. They haven't quite made the goal yet.
What do I need, $22,000? That's what they said that one day.
Something like that. They got a possibility of a couple of donors that are maybe willing to bridge the gap. Even with that, though, we still have a loan that I don't think we are going to be able to pay completely off. So we're going to, I was asking questions on this one, so hopefully I'll have the answers for me by next time. So right now we're having a little bit of plumbing problems. There's smell in downstairs bathrooms, and we got a quote to change some P-traps in the floor. They figure that's what's causing it. And they had a problem with the furnace, too. Part of it wasn't running, and they found out that the piping was never glued together and that water was coming back in to the motors. We were assured that the motors are just fine and that they re-glued the piping so that we won't have that problem. But in the meantime, they said that there could have been some asphyxiation from carbon monoxide, but since it's a huge building, it didn't happen. But
what kind of heat we got over there?
Natural gas.
Is it old, or has it been updated?
Oh, I think it's been updated not too long ago, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Because I'm sure it was a steam heat in the old days. So.
Yeah, but I don't believe it's that anymore. No.
Yeah, no one did that.
So I think when they put that addition on, they changed, so. And let's see, there's a survey that was out, and we're going to get the results of that next meeting. It was done by VCSU, and it was talking about how many people that actually utilize the library and stuff. So, South Central Regional Council is not having a meeting this month. It's one of two that they usually do not have a year. And that's it, then. I don't think I went to anything else. So.
I haven't had a whole lot as far as meetings. Last time we talked about getting a snowblower type thing. The one that I had originally looked at was sold already. And then we talked about getting a walk behind, but then why spend the money for that? So then we looked and found a blower for the skid steer, and we can purchase that for $47 by the time they knocked it down. So that would fit on our Bobcat because they're both high flow. So I'm going to make a motion that we purchase that blower, and then we'll have that for the courthouse or whatever that we use it for. So.
I'll second it.
Okay. So a motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
My question, I had just asked the bill that I thought since we had a good one up at the jail, it barely gets used, and we could have used them both.
Yeah.
So I was against it at the time. So. Because we don't have many hours on our jail skids here, and I know it's a trip down here, but I thought it could be repurposed for both.
Yeah. Both did entities. They find out they could roll it? I think wasn't
not
part
so much
of the question.
Okay. I thought that the reason was that somebody actually donated it.
Well, that was there's some gray area there. Eagles had donated some money to buy that purchase part of that.
Yeah.
But they didn't specifically say we could not use it.
Okay, that was my question.
That's that. I think you told me that, or somebody else told me.
Yeah.
They didn't say yes, they didn't say
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But it, I mean, they donated, but it's our blower.
Right. Randy, you had something to add?
Well, just that's the one we use up as cold storage, too, to blow that out.
Yeah.
So I guess more use than just here.
Yeah.
They'd have to blow their way.
I mean, you do drive all the way up there to do it. We could drive down here to do it. I mean, you can have a winter like last year. You might need it twice right. All winter. Yeah. So that was my objection. I just didn't think we needed another one. So. But that's fine. That's the majority rule. So.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Vicki?
Yes.
Pete?
No.
Mike?
Yes.
Sean?
Bill?
Bill?
Yeah. So that's pretty much all I got. Sarah had asked if she could introduce her new gentleman here.
Yeah. Stand up, Ian. This is Ian Cupins. He's a new dispatcher. He's what I had told you about the beer background. You know what
off. Yeah.
Can I introduce yourself, Ian?
Yeah, I'm Ian Cupins. I grew up here in town. Nice to be part of the team.
Well, very good. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
When did you start this week?
2-3 weeks ago.
Last week, Monday.
It just seems like a lifetime.
It seems like forever, doesn't it?
The 12 hours get long.
Working with Sarah seems like a lifetime. So.
I guess that's it.
You have to run away yet. So.
You're okay with the job and realize that we really need you, right?
Yeah, okay. I suppose.
Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility, and I appreciate everybody that can do that.
You say your name is Cupids?
Yeah.
You're one of the local Cupids and that grew up here. Sure.
Yep. Okay. I'm Rick's son.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is our commissioners.
Welcome aboard. Yeah,
welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Our portfolio holders are Pete Paulson here and then Bill Carpenter. So.
Okay.
And we got Mike, Vicky, myself is Bill, Pete, and then Sean.
Yeah. Oh.
Great to meet you all.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
The hours are okay, and I mean they get long. And
no, they're perfect so far.
Good.
Okay.
Do you guys work rotating shifts? I mean, some guys work nights, some their day, or?
Most are strictly days or nights. That's where everybody's happy.
Yeah.
So
no,
we've got one gal that kind of moves around and moves through. She's got a base that she stays, but then she'll help backfill from there. But yeah, most everybody stays where they're at and they can work it that way. So.
Yeah. I think that's a good way because I know people work on shifts at different places and it's tough. Yes.
I think it depends on your family life and your personal preference.
Some people are night shift.
Just depends, I know when I was on night shift, I liked staying, so I just stayed on nights and I didn't have to, it's hard to
adjust yourself.
But, did you have a good time in Vegas?
Yeah, it was nice.
Were you good in Vegas?
I was always good. I was doing rodeo queen things.
I saw pictures of you there. So.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun to watch Grace, and South Dakota brought home the crown. So.
Oh, I thought Grace brought the crown.
Nope, it was South Dakota, but her and Grace are really good friends, our North Dakota, South Dakota queens, so it was fun to watch someone we knew really well won, and it's a good time. I love rodeo queens, so why not go to Vegas and watch them?
I thought you were going to tell us that you won big.
I wish. I didn't even gamble once. Not once.
Oh, busy.
Yeah. Yeah, we were doing Rodeo Queen.
That's the best way to do Vegas.
I know. Yeah. Hang out. I'll go to Vegas in December when the Cowboys are around because I didn't have to load my own suitcase. I didn't have to open a door. It was great. So.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Great to see you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
You bet. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Anybody got anything else?
Oh, last meeting for the year.
There might be something that pops up. You never know. I asked about liquor licenses already. Yeah.
No, I can't think of anything else.
Very good.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thanks, everyone.